Day Torah Meister, Chof Gimel Edel, Tov Shepard of Reb Shimon Krauss.
Lately, there's been a lot of raid, a lot of talk about Kiddush Levana. People had a very difficult time this year, difficult circumstances, and therefore there's been a lot of people in all the bottom midrashim have been speaking about it. We've seen tremendous mesirus nefesh from Yidden who went out many miles to Chapara in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. There was a mitzvah with Baba Sali. Baba Sali was once very similar to this. The moon was covered, it was the last day, and the Olim said, what can we do? And Baba Sali said, don't worry. He went outside, and the clouds dispersed, and they said Kiddush Levana. So as the Baba Sali went back to his house, he heard people saying, Amoifus, Amoifus. So the Baba Sali said, no, I want you to understand something. It's not an Ofen Amoifus, it's Beteva, because Baruch Hu made it in a Teva. So he explained to them like this. He said, there was many years ago in Morocco, I had a similar experience, and I couldn't say Kiddush Levana because it was clouded. So I travelled many miles, and we can imagine there in Morocco with bandits and holes in the road, etc., etc. It was mamash mesiras nefesh. He says, I was moisa nefesh for the mitzvah. So once I'm moisa nefesh for the mitzvah, then, because Baruch Hu puts in the temple, you become like a balabos over that mitzvah. So there's a certain siyata d'shmaya that comes as a consequence if someone's moisa nefesh for the mitzvah. It's known, I think, that the Satmar of Rabbi Yoel, he also was in a circumstance like this, and his Hasidim arranged for him to go in a helicopter. I'm not sure if anyone in Manchester did this recently, but to go into a helicopter. And there's a lot of raid about going into a helicopter. Obviously, it wasn't Ratchil, but it was under the circumstances that a person uses a helicopter. So just to understand the Stodim, the Eshazach is, we have to understand, the Inyan of Kiddush Levana, one of the Inyanim is that you should be able to get Hanor from the Levana. That you can see the shine of the Levana. And the Ramah says, Be'ez shal Levana Zorachas. At the time, the moon is shining. And the Mishmaru says, and he's Nenim Oira, and he's got Hanor from the Oir. And Mishmaru says, it's Nikeres al Gabe Akarka. You can see it on the ground. So the first shine is, if you're in the helicopter, and you can't see it shining on the ground, because you're up there, and you're not really getting an oil, you're not on the ground getting an oil, what's the sad that it's allowed? Obviously, I'm not asking a shayla to understand my own. Torah Yivasarach Nemodah, we don't want to understand the stodim. I think I've heard that Rafalki even had that taina. So l'choyer pshat is azoy. The whole idea is to get an oil from the moon. So Mishmaru is talking about 99.9% of people who are down here on earth. For them, the Anor is to see it on the ground. But it doesn't mean to exclude that someone who is up there over the clouds, that he shouldn't get Anor directly where he is. What Mishmaru is speaking is about Orcha Demilsa, the Namal Azach, the person on the ground. It's not a din, it's got to be dafk on the ground. Most people are situated on land. Sorry?
You never thought of anybody flying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Then aeroplane. Yeah, that's true. Nochazak is, as Kiyudua, once you're in a helicopter, there's no way you can go outside the helicopter. I mean, it's impossible to go outside the helicopter. So when you're saying Kiddush Levana, you're inside the helicopter. So the shaila is, how can you be yotze inside the helicopter? So we have to see. Oh, I heard that, yeah. But. When you parachute, it's impossible. Yeah, you can't go concentrate. Yeah. So, state in the Ramah, Sim Tov Chof of Sivtal, state in the Ramah, the aim of Kachin Alvona, Tachas Agag. He brings it from the God Salfasi. He's not Makachin Alvona underneath the roof. So, what Pshat, we have to understand the Yisoyda Dabba, what's the Inyan not to be Makachin underneath the roof? And not the Mishmarua, only under Kippah Shemaim, only under Shemaim. In other words, that's why we always go out of Shul. We always go out in the chotzer in order to be Mekadosh Levana. But what's the Inyan? The Inyan is, because by Emes Azoy, Shaita Gevaldik Azach, regarding Kiddush Lavan, before to understand this, why Mekadosh Lavan outside? It says Gavald Zach. If you look at the Tefillah, which is Bemetz Gaboyit on Sanhedrin Mem Beis, we say as follows: it's a Tana de Rebbe Shmuel. This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Beis. When we go out to Kiddush Levana, it's as though we're mekabel avin shebashmayim. So you can imagine, lavdil, so to speak, that you're going to greet a king, then this is kabbalas avin shebashmayim. Dayam. Omar Abaya, Dr. Abaya, and we see one halacha already as a consequence of this. Since it's the idea of mekabel avin shebashmayim, so first of all, one halacha we can see, and we know that we always say it standing. No one sits down for Kiddush Levana, we all say it standing. What's the idea? The idea is as follows. Whichever way you learn Kiddush Levana, what type of brach is it? Let's say it's Birkas Nedarim. This is all different opinions. Birkas Nedarim, that means you're getting a nar from the moon, and you're making a bracha before you get the nar. So ki yadua, Birkas Nedarim, many people sit down. You eat something, you sit down. Meichatei, you have to stand up. So the answer is what we just said. Because it's a form of Mekabolos Bnei Avim Shem Shemaim, therefore you have to stand up. Let us say another tzad, it's Birkas Shvach. Like the Moshe, when you praise Hashem, when you see the sea, you see mountains, you see lightning and thunder, you say, very often you sit down. There's no din to stand up. But here, because it's Mekabal of Inishim Shemaim, therefore, Zotter Bayer, Hilchasorch and Memory Moments. So we already see our locha based on this fact of your Mekabal of Inishim Shemaim. It's Mamish State Gemorin Sanedrim. Let's say another tzad. It's Bikas HaMitzvah. It's very interesting what exactly the mitzvah is. The mitzvah to look at the moon, or the actual broch is the mitzvah. But whatever it is, Birkas HaMitzvah, admittedly, there is an inyan to stand up. For all mitzvahs, there's an inyan to stand up. But the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Ches says a mitzvah min amuvcha. No, it's not mamash achiv. It's a mitzvah min amuvcha for Birkas HaMitzvah to stand up. Here's a chiv. I read out to you the words, Kiyudua. It says, Omar Abai Hilkach Sorich. It's like a chiv. Chiv lemeim lemumim. You have to say it standing. So we see how much the halacha is based on this concept of lahatbil penei avin shemashmayim. So going back to why do we not say Kiddush Levana underneath the roof at home? It's because, the Mishnah Berurah explained, we're going to move Kabbalah avin shemashmayim. It's a bit of a zoyin. A king comes. And you don't go out to greet the king. You go out to greet the king. You don't stay at home. So bizarre if you stay at home. You go out. That's the concept of going out of the shul, or going out of your house to say Kiddush Levana. So bizarre, you can understand, Mishmura continues, you can understand someone who cannot go out, mitam choili, mitam whatever. He brings an example, very interesting, he brings an example especially relevant to Poland and Litter. There's tenoifus there. There's a soya and so on. There's dirt there and you can't daven there. Box him here, it's cleaner, and you can't damn there. Therefore, you also could not go out. So you said, okay, Meila, you can say inside, because not as bizarre you're not going out. Possibly the circumstances you can't go out. So, Ibazoi, over here, in this case, when in the helicopter, it's impossible to go out. Your stress is a bit difficult. Yeah. Now, it's impossible to go out. You can't go out to a helicopter. It's not as bizarre you're not going to go out to the helicopter. Shaitach, you can't go out to the helicopter. Therefore, understandable in this circumstance, you can say Kiddush Levana inside the helicopter. Rabantini. I didn't think of that. He didn't ask. He said the aura. He said there's aggressive makabal of Inish Bashmaim, you're going up. Very nice machshava. Yeah, very nice machshava. Anthony said, yeah. Right. Sorry?
Compared to
Shemaiah,
if you can't stand, you can stand.
Yeah. It's not a bizarre. You can't. Yes, Anachlami, 100%.
Keep your feet together.
Let's stay, I think. Could be. Yeah. Okay. Miyasha Raglov state. It could be like you said, Miyasha Raglov, be like Shmonesa. I don't know if Mishmaru actually says that, but it could be an Indian, yeah. Yeah, Machabit said Miyasha Raglov. Whether that's an Indian, could be. So, okay, I understand your sadru. Right, now, the other sad is, you're seeing it through the glass. If you see Kiddush Levana, so there's two stardom, let's say you're in a building. So really, should you open the window, see direct the Levana, or is it okay through the glass? So Be'emes, the Bir Alokha said, L'chatchila Avad Gavish, you should see it direct, because it's more, there's more clarity. Could you be Nen in Ma'ira? Oh, they ask about it. So they say L'chatchila is 100% okay, because that's the Derech O'ilam, to wear glasses, and that's Kiddush, you're seeing it. There's the Derech. But a window is a bit less clearer. I would see less without my glasses. That's also, yeah. But a window, is that less clearer? So l'chatchila is what the Bir Halacha, the if you're at home, and you have to stay at home, but you should open the window. But if I give you to b'dyevid, you see it through a clear window, like we have these are windows, clear windows, then if I give this, it's yoitza. So because of this studying, we can understand if I give this, in such circumstances, it's allowed in a helicopter. Another inyan, which was spoken about a lot, was saying Kiddush Levana on Leil Shabbos. Because when it says Azoi, there were people who were clearing, as you say, Leil Shabbos, because he was going a very difficult time, as you say, Leil Shabbos, Friday night. This year wasn't such a heter because there were two nights still you could say it, Motz Shabbos and Sunday, and this is our heter. But let's understand the Yesoid, why we don't say Leil Shabbos. So Be'emes, the Ramah says, Eimikachi noise b'motze Shabbos, shechol b'yom tov. Can you do that? Before we start, we understand that Motze Shabbos is a special inyan. Beis Yosef brings it down, Beis Yosef brings it very stark, la'locha. We keep it as a greater inyan. It's not ma'akev, but the big inyan to say Motze Shabbos. So therefore, the Ramah says, Eimikachi noise b'motze Shabbos, shechol b'yom tov. So let's say you've got Motze Shabbos, comes Leil Yom Tov, you don't see Kiddush Levana. It's not the Mishmaru. Kol Shekein, Leil Shabbos itself. But what is the reason why we're not Mekadosh Levana on Leil Yom Tov and Kal V'Chomer on Leil Shabbos? What's the reason? Someone said carrying. Carrying. Oh, so we'll come to that. So the Esther Zachi is Al Pi Kabbalah. The Beis Yosef says it's Al Pi Kabbalah. Mishmaru brings down Al Pi Kabbalah. And I can't be mamik more than that. It's Al Pi Kabbalah. But the Mishmaru gives his own reason. He suggests his own reason in the Shatzian. He brings his own reason. But before we go to his own reason, I want to just discuss, someone mentioned about carrying. So very interesting. The Mishmaru talks about Tashlich on in Rosh Hashanah if it's on Shabbos. It says the Oilam Anoig not to say Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah if it falls on Shabbos. Zotel, why? Because very often the river is outside the city. There's even an Indian to go to a river outside the city. Therefore, people carry the Machzorim. You can't carry on Shabbos. And therefore, there's an Indian, we're Anoig not to say Tashlich on if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Mishmaru doesn't bring that reason here. Actually, it's as far as possible, because most times when you go out, you only go out to the chotz of the shul. You don't go further than that. So this is our takoni. You'll have to carry to the chotz of your shul. So that's why Mishmaru didn't say that. So the Mishmaru gives his own reason, which is very interesting. Yeah, but that they should make a takana, because, first of all, Chatzchili should say, in Shul, Baruch Am Hadras Melech, there's a minion, to make a ganzer takana because of that, they didn't make. It's not the same level, we can understand, it's not the same level as Tashlich. This is Ogafra. So that's why Mishmaru didn't mention that reason. So what reason did Mishmaru bring? So very interesting, I'll just bring one Makai, the big inyan, to say, Kiddush Levana B'Simcha. Who state the Indian? State Azoy. The Ramah says, Lekach Oinsin, Samochis Verikudin, this is the Ramah, Sif Beis, Bekiddush Achoydesh, Dugmas Simchas Tesuin, like at a Chasna. So, however you dance at a Chasna, you dance at Kiddush Levana. And Azoy state in the Ramah. Oh. So the Chofetz Chaim, the Shatzin, He said, but Emmet says you can't dance. He calls this is the dancing state in Gemara Be'er, state in Mishnah Be'er, Mishnah Shabbos, a meraktin. You don't dance to Shabbos. Since this dancing is a Zagavalga dancing, the Ramah calls it Simchas Nesuin, Dugma Simchas Nesuin, and therefore it's also to dance. So, the interesting thing is, he says it's also to dance, as our dancing, and therefore they didn't want you to say Kiddush Levana on Leil Shabbos because you might come to dance, which is part of the Indian to dance, and therefore you don't say Kiddush Levana on Leil Shabbos. It's Chof Chaim's own reason.
Dancing and
So first of all, I can't really come to them for Alazachim, because first of all, it's a Peleti Kazakh. It could be the Chof Chaim is basing himself that it's like Simchas Nesuin. So actually the dancing we do in shul is not Simchas Nesuin, that's their sound. But I'll tell you where it is, we could compare to Simchas Nesuin, Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, people dance very Levitic. More Levitic than, let's say, Baboy Bisholim, at the Oifruf. So let's say, people dance very Levitic by Simchas Torah, and that is Taka Levitic, so I am a Raktin, how can you dance Simchas Torah? Everywhere they dance, so not the Mishmarua, there's there, it's a, the Sorich Mitzvah, the Heta, and that mitzvah can't be done before Simchas Torah and can't be done after Simchas Torah, because Simchas Torah falls on the second day of Shemini Atzeres, or Shemini Atzeres itself in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the mitzvah is Boi Bayoyim. We said Kiddush Levana, you can't say, oh, the mitzvah is Boi Bayoyim. First of all, you say Kiddush Levana before, you say Kiddush Levana afterwards. And it could even be that even if you can't say, you couldn't say it before, you couldn't say it afterwards, but Savet Nishtel, as you could say it before, you could say it afterwards, that's the normal Zach. And therefore, it's not the mitzvah Boi Bayoyim. Aber Simchas Torah is mitzvah boy bayoyim. Now, Mr. Homer asked regarding some shuls they dance around by boy bisholim. I don't know. Actually, I don't know, first of all, the shy ladies is that called dancing? Sorry. Oh, so that's what I was claiming about. They're very interesting. If you said to someone Kiddush Levana is offsides with Kuddin. Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. But it's Saint Mamad because Simchas Nesuin. Yeah. It could be like Rabbi Rom says it's a shuffle, but then, yes. Or unless you say it's mitzvah boy bayoyim, because the oifrov is boy bayoyim. Yeah, that's the thing. That's a big shaila. What's the definition of dancing? I've heard this taina, what Rabbi Rom taina, that's a shuffle. Then I've got a bit shwer over here. What you see the oilam, the way they dance Kiddush Levana is Nishkan Grace of dancing. Oh, but that's why I brought out the words of the Ramah. The Ramah said, Kisimchas Nesuin. So actually, we're not doing it properly. I don't know. Actually, Reb David, next time, we'll dance properly. Right. Sorry? So Mr. Hyman mentioned, what about Yom Tov? So let's go back to Yom Tov, because Yom Tov's got the same halacha, Emeraktin. The only reason why Simchas Torah is allowed is because it's the Surah Mitzvah. And you can't do it before, and you can't do it afterwards. Because Simchas Torah is Boi Bayoyim. But any mitzvah you could do before and could do afterwards, you haven't got that. So Leil Yom Tov has got the same halacha as Leil Shabbos. Because Emeraktin is a Mishnah and Be'er. It's a Mishnah and Be'er. Be'er is Yom Tov, Hilchas Yom Tov. It's not just a halacha in Hilchas Shabbos, it's a halacha in Hilchas Yom Tov.
Yeah. The whole except that night, that Mishnah and Be'er.
Oh, so Reb David's timing is like, what happened if you've got this circumstance that you couldn't say it before, and what's the Shabbos you can't say? So that's kind of principle. For that, the Chazal, the Chachamim, the Ramah, brings it b'shem, Agos, Salfasi, Chadosh, actually, for that one off, he's not going to allow it for that. And also, actually, it means, B'soy the Dover is Boy Bayoyim. That's not B'soy the Dover, that just happened to come out like that. It's not the mitzvah Boy Bayoyim. Yeah. The other Indian we see, which is negated to this year, which is negated every year, in fact, as stated in the Ramah, Ein Mekadshin Alvona Koidim Tishbav. You're not Mekadsh the Levona before Tishbav. In the 9 days, you're not Mekadsh Levona. Why not Mekadsh Levona? So I read out from you the words of the Mishmaru. It said, the Shruin Bavelis. There's Avelis. There's Avelis in the 9 days, and therefore you don't say it in the 9 days. What about in the Sesame Tshuva? Avaloi zot the Ramah, avaloi koidim Yom Kippurim, not before Yom Kippur. So from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, you don't say Kiddush Levana, as it's in the Ramah. Because, why? Zot the Mishmaru, the Gamkin Muyomin Mikoyach Adin. Mikoyach Adin is a din coming, you're scared, you're frightened, you're terrified. Ve'ein shirum b'simcha. You're not b'simcha. Because there's a yom hadin coming, you're not b'simcha. Therefore, as we've seen, simcha is an intrinsic part of Kiddush Levana. Therefore, if it's lacking in simcha, it's not appropriate to say Kiddush Levana. Not appropriate to mention Kiddush Levana. The shaila is, as I, when it comes to matzah tishah, we'll come later, we'll see the Gabba, Sotim HaTshuva. Divide it, let's talk about matzah Yom Kippur. So matzah Yom Kippur, a lot of people do say Kiddush Levana. Why did they bench Kiddush Levana matzah Yom Kippur? Of simcha, there's a special simcha. Yotze B'dimos, you came out, Yerushalicha V'kapara, you came out from Yom Kippur, it's a gewaltig simcha, and therefore it's appropriate to say Kiddush Levana, and the chaparai Kiddush Levana, there and then. And interesting, there's no inyan to go back to wear shoes, and to taste something before Kiddush Levana, because it's now a simcha, Zaman Simcha, and therefore there's no reason why suddenly you should go back and put on your shoes and taste something. No, Dafkin now say Kiddush Levana. However, sorry?
In the kittel.
In the kittel, in the kittel, when you still got the gefil of your.
The opposite.
What?
The opposite. You should take your you should put your shoes on.
So Mr. Hommel is saying something about putting your shoes on. Now, I'll tell you what Mishmura said. Regarding Matzah Tisha B'Av Zazoy, the Ramah seemed to say, Avoliba Matzah Tisha B'Av. You don't even say Matzah Tisha B'Av. But Mishmura says, many Achraim say that you can say Kiddush Levana Matzah Tisha B'Av. So we'll go like what the Chofetz Chaim said, that many Achrayim say can say Matzah Tisha B'Av. Let's say that's some minig. Matzah Tisha B'Av, you do say Kiddush Levana, Lama Zogim. Many Achrayim say you do say Kiddush Levana, that's what Chofetz Chaim brought down. Then the Chofetz Chaim said two things. You should only say Kiddush Levana after you put your shoes on and after you've tasted something. Now I did, because Tisha B'Av is first of all, the state of India, that it was the Vesemitish burnt even more then. But besides that, Tisha B'Av, we still got the remnant of the Avelis. We got the Avelis, Shmiddach the Avelis. And therefore, the Chol HaPoch is put on your shoes and taste something. Otherwise, the gefil of Avelis is still there. And that's Pshat. That's why in Shul, on Tisha B'Av, they say, come back. The Gabba always announces to come back by Motzah Tisha B'Av. They don't say Kiddush Levana straight away. By Motzah Yom Kippur, they say Kiddush Levana gleich.
We had the
what, in Il Torah?
No, and then we came back on Yom Kippur.
What, in Il Torah?
No.
Johannesburg. Sorab Tev, yeah. Yes. The reason why Tisha B'Av comes into discussion more, because you don't say in the 9 days before Tisha B'Av, therefore it comes more into discussion. Sorachim Tevis is not discussed so much because you could have said it before Sorachim Tevis. And Achramim, you're right, 100% right.
Why are we not worried about people that they need to eat, to go home to eat first?
For Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
No, if it's health, then Zichri you're worried. But we're talking about the idea.
You might have elderly people who can't wait, so.
No, 100%. 100% they can make Nocha Minyan. I'm just saying, it's not. Yeah, and that's more from a health point of view. That if it disturbs your health, then avada gemist, you have to go home first, and then afterwards say Kiddush Levana. There's no doubt about it. But we're talking about the olam who could still say Kiddush Levana. There's an inyan to say it with your kittel, with mamash maglach noch yom kippur is the inyan to say it because it's now a simcha. Now avada gemist, if it's health and so on, then avada gemist go home first. It's not ma'akev.
But he's saying people might be waiting at home, you're telling them.
You know, tell them beforehand, just be aware.
They'll be happy you're doing it.
They'll be happy, they've got more time to prepare. They can't prepare. And Dafka, it's interesting. Matzah Yom Kippur, they need a bit of time to prepare. The Suda and so on. But care, they're sometimes happy.
Drinking a bit of cake as you go.
Yeah. So, but MSC, regarding the 9 days, however, it's a Nara posh day. Shimon Ponim Torah, everyone's got different Nagim. The Mishmura brings, the Bir Alocha brings, Da Salvush. No, not Regabba 9 days, sorry, not 9 days. Seretz Yimei Teshuva. There's different minhagim. I brought down the Ramah, but the Bir Alocha says as follows. Regarding before Yom Kippur, with Da Salvush, the other Rabba. Yes, lo lekayim a mitzvah b'yomim elu in a Seretz Yimei Teshuva, because okay, you get a zechus, you machriya, lekav zechus, as noch a zechus, you chaparayin a zechus, and it's a gewaltige mitzvah, and therefore, v'ket, you should dafke do in a Seretz Yimei Teshuva, before Yom Kippur. So we see there's, okay, different menagim, different, everyone's got their own mahalach. Interesting though, the Bir Halacha only brings this Nekuda regarding Seretz Yemei Teshuva, not regarding the 9 days. So first of all, it's Dover Posha, the Chilim. Because 9 days, no special Indian to get to Zechus. But Nochazach is actually could say like this. Regarding Yom Kippur, although the Seretz Yemei Teshuva is felt in Simcha, but actually there is an element of Simcha state. Someone saw once a picture of the Madrash Shiva, and the Madrash Shiva, then there's upon him the Madrash Shiva, and he had a Shmeichel. So the person said, the Baruch Hashem said, Gilu Birodo. You can see in the Madrash Shiva, he had tremendous year of Shemaim, or Begilu is going to Simcha. So the year from the Yom HaDin, there is a Simcha in it, actually. However, the 9 days before Tisha B'Av, that's an Indian, that's a Velus, a Velus Andrus. So therefore, no one brings down a tzad that you say it in the 9 days. So there's two reasons why. Well, first of all, state down in Bir Halacha, the reason is to be machria lezchus, as there are people who do say it, and the Levush brings down, I heard also the Gaon, as you do say it in a sense to make Shubha Kiddush Levana. And actually, it shouldn't be such a steer. One can also say it's not such a steer to Simcha, because even though you ma'oyim ma'yom adin, it's not a direct steer to Simcha, while the 9 days of Eilis is a direct steer to Simcha. But that's not Chazach. I finish on with the Ashenei Vot, as it says, but Emet Zoyim. We know there's an Indian. I don't know if it's brought down Mishmura, I didn't see it, but it's not Nishkaraya. Luris is going to Nishkaraya. As you're meant to look at your tzitzis, the people knowing to look at the tzitzis, lo iravana. What's the Indian to look at your tzitzis, lo iravana? So my Emet Zoyim. That's possibly right. Yeah, and what Rabbi Ram says, your name is Ravana, and why do you look at your tzitzis? Actually, because it's a mitzvah, a chefetz shel mitzvah. Chefetz shel mitzvah. So we'll go, Rabbi Ram mentioned that you got a chefetz shel mitzvah. So there's an Indian to look at your tzitzis, the Urabana. So when I want to ask a shayla by Kol Nidre, everyone wears a talis, do you make a brach on the talis? Sometimes it could be Beinu Shavosu, do you make a brach on the talis? So the Mishmur discussed, I'm not going to the halacha, everyone's got tzatzah wrong. The Mishmur brings it down. And he said, if it's Beinu Shavosu, he brings a tzad. You've got to ask your rab. He brings a tzad that you do make a brach on the talis. Now, Fred Clement and Shaila, why do you make a brach on your talis, Beinu Shavosu? Can you do it? Beinu Shavosu is a sofik. Sofik yoim, sofik laila. And we know that tzitzis you wear in the day and not at night. And we know that whenever you have a sofik, by a mitzvah, okay, you can be mekayim mitzvah, even a mitzvah is rabbanon. If it's easy, you can be mekayim. About bracha, we always say, sofik bracha is lahokir. So why do we make a bracha, lisate b'tzitz, when we put on the talis, even if it's been a shwashes? Like I said, with the actual lahokha, you have to ask your rab. Mishmur brings the two studs. What? Yeah, but still, when you're putting it on, when you're schatav, if it's after Ben Ishmael, it's not the Mishmurah, you can still say the schatav besitzes. You should be Mavorich. The shail is, why Mavorich? Sovet brox lokal. It's Sovet yoim, Sovet laila. You don't know. We never know. Every Ben Ishmael, you never know, is it day or night. So the cholapoch is regarding the brocha, you shouldn't say the brocha. It's not the Mishmurah you do. So he brings that thing from the Mogen Avraham, it's not the Mishmurah Azoyim. Where do we know that sitzes is by day and not by night? He doesn't say day, he doesn't say night. In the Gansu Pashim Yoyim Pashim Sitz, he doesn't say day, he doesn't say night. So the Rishim might say. Rishim might say means when you see it. Zotcha, it's a din in seeing. It's not din in day and night, it's a din in seeing. Now, Bein Shmoshi, you can still see. Derech Agav, a raya that you can still see Bein Shmoshi. First, you can say, but I'll bring you a raya, and you don't see Kiddush Kwan Bein Shmoshi because it's Shraga Batir and Maya Hanile. At Pshat Yid, you don't get full Hanor from the Levana because it's still light. You only get full Hanor when it's dark. So Shachman Araya, as Bein Shmoshes, is still light. So therefore, it's still Shach Tzei Urisa. And that's the Yisoy that Mogen Avraham brings down. So it's Geboy on Urisa. Frederichach is Shaila. And Yitz Hashem, when Mashiach comes, we all Mesapa from Mashiach Tzkenu. Then the Oira Levana will be like Oira Chama. So we'll have a Chiyav Sitzes, not only by day, also by night. It never said day or night, it said Urisa. And we'll be able to remember Isa when Mashiach comes. And therefore, when we look at the tzitzis, the Oira Vona is a tzipoy for the Mashiach. No. I can't remember. So.